The stock discovery tool, basically you put a stock symbol and the system comes back to you and says, funds who bought this stock also bought the following 10 stocks.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and joining me today is Mehmet Oguz. He is the founder and CEO of TheBuyList.com. Mehmet, how are you doing today?
Great, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining me. And could we start first just by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and TheBuyList.com, in case any of our listeners out there don't know what you guys do?
Well, I'm Mehmet Oguz. I'm the founder and the CEO of TheBuyList.com. I come from a business intelligence and analytics background, and TheBuyList.com is an independent stock research provider. TheBuyList.com is a little different than most of the stock research providers that are out there. We have a proprietary search algorithm and a database that contains mutual fund transactions. So the way it works is you basically go to TheBuyList.com, you put a stock symbol in the search bar, and you click on Get Transactions, and then it shows you several interesting things. It shows you a stock ranking, and that's how popular that stock is bought among the top-rated mutual fund managers. And we only cover four-star plus mutual funds in our database currently. And it also shows you a stock rating. That's a number from 0 to 10, 10 being more on the buy side and 0 being more on the sell side. It also shows you a list of mutual funds and their transaction levels. So for instance, if I go to the buy list and I put GE, I see that the Northern funds bought 900 shares and JP Morgan's U.S. Equity Institutional Fund bought 137,000 shares and so on and so forth. The essence of TheBuyList.com is really a place for anywhere from your everyday small investors to large institutional investors to have a instant insight into the wisdom of the mutual funds. Simply put, as we are all trying to determine the direction of a given stock up or down, it's important to understand how the mutual funds are viewing the same stock. So if a whole bunch of mutual funds are buying the stock, as we're also considering adding it to our portfolio, then that might be a good indication that that stock's more on the buy side and vice versa. If a mutual fund is heavily selling a given stock, that could be more on the sell side of things. On TheBuyList.com, we have a few other things in addition to stock level research. I mentioned the rankings and the ratings, so you can click on the rankings section and you'll see the top 10 list. As of our recent update, AT&T is number one, Comcast is number two. And the way we calculate the rankings is basically the number of mutual funds that buy the stock is a factor, and another factor is the total buy volume. So we put the two together in an algorithm and it gives you a ranking. And then the ratings are basically calculated on the buy percentage of the stock. So in the case of General Electric, in terms of volume, it was a 35% buy. So that stock's rating is a 3.5 right now. The other thing you can do is you can add these stocks to your portfolio that you create looking at the website. And as any activity happens on those stocks, buy or sell, you get an automated email alerting you to it. We also have industry analysis. We cover all the industries. Every stock is part of a certain industry. So we do aggregate level analysis. You can look at software or hardware or telecom or any industry you want. And you can see how the mutual funds are actually conducting their transactions in that given industry, more on the buy side or more on the sell side. We also have portfolio charts. You can create your portfolio and you can immediately see graphically whether the mutual funds are handling your portfolio stocks, whether the mutual funds are viewing your portfolio stocks on the buy side or on the sell side. And again, all that goes by the mutual fund transactions that just happen on those stocks.
And your latest press release, Mehmet, announces the release of the stock discovery tool.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the purpose of this new feature?
Absolutely. The stock discovery tool, as we're all doing research on stocks and which stocks to buy and which stocks to kind of keep an eye on, the stock discovery tool, basically you put a stock symbol and the system comes back to you and says, funds who bought this stock also bought the following 10 stocks. So we thought it would be pretty interesting for any investor to have access to this kind of data, because let's say I'm interested in buying GE, and then I look at this list and I see AT&T, Comcast, and Pfizer. Well, maybe I'm also interested in buying AT&T and Pfizer. So this kind of gives me a verification point where I can just double check my findings with what the mutual fund world out there is doing. And maybe there are some other stocks in that list that I might be interested in that I haven't thought of before. Because this discovery fund is based on the volume of the buy transactions of the mutual fund. So a fund that of all the funds that we cover, for instance, all the 4-star plus funds that we cover, we take the stocks one by one, and then we look in that list and say, okay, if they bought this stock, what else did they buy heavily? So that's what this list is all about. And we feel that it's a great discovery tool to have ideas about new stocks or, well, like I said, you know, just double check your findings.
And could you tell us a little bit more about what separates thebuylist.com from a lot of the other stock research sites that are out there?
Sure. You know, a lot of the stock research companies out there release research results more on the qualitative side of things. And thebuylist.com is almost 100% quantitative. It goes by what the mutual funds have done. As I mentioned earlier, mutual funds really drive the market today. Just the vast amount of investments in the funds, they cover over 80% of the entire stock market. So we thought it would be interesting to take a look at what the mutual funds are doing and come up with ranks and ratings and recommendations, not based on our idea, but based on the aggregate wisdom of the top-rated mutual funds. So in that sense, thebuylist.com differs from all the other research companies out there, because it gives you a snapshot of the overall wisdom of the mutual funds rather than ideas or, you know, individual opinions about a given stock.
Could you tell us how and where the stock data information is gathered from that's used on thebuylist.com?
Certainly. First of all the mutual funds are required to file reports with the SEC. So whatever they do, they let the SEC know. And these reports are pretty thick reports, and they're textual reports. And you can get these reports and look inside them and try to kind of decipher or understand what it is that they did or which stocks they added to their portfolios. So what we do is we have a patented search engine and a database mechanism that basically goes out there and gathers the data from mutual fund filings and some of the other sources out on the internet, some direct information from the mutual funds. And it basically organizes all that data in a shape or form that we can then extract actionable reports or analytics or some sort of intelligence out of. So, and that really becomes the heart and soul of thebuylist.com.
And tell us a little bit about the different membership options and how one could go about registering.
Registration is very simple. You go to www.thebuylist.com and click on register, and it's a two-step process, and you'll be up and running in no time, and you'll have access to over 3,500 stocks and their reports.
All right, Mehmet. And also, lastly, how could you be contacted by our listeners out there in case they have any more questions for you?
If anybody has any questions, there are some contacting options on the website. Again, that's thebuylist.com. Or you can send an email to main@thebuylist.com. That's main@thebuylist.com. And that comes directly to my email, and I'll be happy to get back to you.
All right, Mehmet. Well, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today, and I thank you for coming on and telling us all about thebuylist.com, some of your new features, and how we can go about getting more stock information, and I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thanks a lot.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company, this work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.